Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? You know, I've always wanted to do this, you know, when
you're kind of behind me today. I kind of, you know.
I do that to you.
Yeah.
I defer to you.
I'm really right there in front. I should probably be pulled back.
I'm always deferring to you.
Get back here like this.
There
Hi, Fred. Can you hear me now?
Could you go a little bit more to your
left? Yeah, that's seeing there. Yeah, welcome here to the big broadcast. Anyway, Fred, you were saying. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I love to be able to do things like this. It's very radio TV-ish.
Yes. The cue, right? Stand by, Fred Dreyer. That's good stuff. You go putting in there.
It's really empowering.
Our staff is working away like crazy here. Let me throw the cue back at you, Fred Dreyer.
I got you right here, buddy.
All right, you know, we just have to start off the show by saying last week, you and I handicapped. I wouldn't even tell you how many games we lost, but I think we only won five. We've got to turn it around this week. Football has been crazy. You mentioned it at the beginning of the season. You said, hold on, it's going to take five games to figure out who's doing what because there was no real preseason, so you could get the teams ready to go.
Did you know this? There were teams like Cleveland and Seattle who just said we're not playing.
Exactly,
and they stood on the sideline with their cell phones. You know, they bring their cell phones.
Yeah, and they just hang in there, right?
And they don't play.
Yeah,
and what you see is what you get here.
Yeah, that's it. So and people playing injured, and there's the controversy over whether people had concussions. We got a lot to talk about last week as we head into, what is this, week four already? We're into the,
yeah, it's,
and
it's,
nobody knows who's doing what.
It's a very dizzy effect here.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Can we just extend baseball season and kind of postpone football for a while, start it up a little later?
Well, I love baseball season right now, but it means there's only a month left to it. Then it's a desert out there.
That'll be a desert. It's actually a good time because basketball will be starting up, hockey, you got baseball playoffs and the World Series and football, college football. It's pretty good. And pickleball also. We'll have more for you straight ahead. Don't forget pickleball. It's there. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn reminding you to get heartburn and acid indigestion out of your life. Use Balance7.com. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body, which unlocks your immune system to protect you. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Balance7 is for you. Eat and enjoy the food you want. Get rid of fatigue and brain fog. Aid your digestion and neutralize the acid in your body. You're just a sip away with Balance7. Don't be stubborn. This really works with a money-back guarantee. We want everyone to receive the benefits of Balance 7, so right now, we're giving all new customers a $15 discount. Call 800-793-9039. Mention the code word MIKE and get $15 off your order plus free shipping. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Code word MIKE. Get heartburn relief and more with the product that I use and I love, Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. Code word word Mike.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We're back in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Now, thank you. See if I can get that a little bit better here for you, Fred. Do you want to throw that cue again one more time? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Okay, so.
How do you do?
Last weekend, you and I took a hair-raising trip to San Diego, to your old alma mater, San Diego State. Those people were very nice there. Cassidy
beautiful.
Led us around that stadium. The cheerleaders are just, Fred led the cheerleaders and the band onto the field. The football team was great. They won. They beat Toledo. And 17-14. It was a good game.
Yeah.
So we got up early, around 5:30, and went on a road trip. And, boy, I'll tell you, they had some good Nathan's hot dogs there in the box there, didn't they? Weren't those pretty good hot dogs?
Did you like those, really?
I thought, what did you think? I really did.
I took two, I ate one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't
know. Well, why did you take two if you only ate one? Why didn't you take one?
Because I hadn't had anything to eat
since
the night before.
But shouldn't you, with manners, shouldn't you, like, take one and eat it, and then if you want another one, then get it? Otherwise, you wasted one.
Well, I wasn't snorting over the food like you were over there.
I was. I had one hot dog.
Well, you...
That's it.
You consumed it rather briskly.
You weren't even there when I consumed it.
I looked over my shoulder. You didn't see me look over my shoulder.
You checking it out, were you?
Yeah, the guy next to me said, you know that guy?
Consuming his hot dog. The game was more interesting than the consumption. Maybe my consumption of the hot dog was more interesting. I don't know.
Well, I think that if we'd have put you on the Jumbotron, you would have had callers.
Oh, I would have done a great commercial.
You would have had callers.
I would have gone, these are delicious.
You should do a commercial for
The Nathan's hot. I'm tossed up between Hebrew National and Nathan's.
Those are two good brands.
Two great brands.
Those are two great brands.
Just when I think, and I'm telling you, the big all beef, those extra long Hebrew Nationals, you can't beat them. You know those who likes them?
You know who? You know what's his name? The regurgitator.
Who are you talking about?
The guy who wins all the contests.
Oh, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, there's another guy, too. What was the guy's name?
Kubiachi. He's retired.
Yeah, his larynx
gave out.
Anyway, everything.
Kubiachi used to give Joey Chestnut a run for his hot dog money, but not anymore.
Yeah, but then Joey Chestnut came to the...
That's Nathan's,
just passed
though.
Him.
They usually do. That's the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. But I'm telling you, These Hebrew Nationals are just delicious. And I mention this because we're into the fall season and football's going on. You might want to barbecue those up when you invite people over to the house.
Well, I think Joey Chestnut, I think before anybody really caught on to what he was doing,
yeah,
he had a surgical altercation.
What was that?
In his voice box.
He did?
Yeah, he cleared out the pathway for bigger dogs.
So he had part of his voice box removed
so he could throw in the extra logs? He squeaks now when he a little bit.
I did not know that. See, you listen to the show.
It's really true.
You'll learn stuff. And isn't that always on July 4th when they have the big Nathan's hot dog eating contest? We have to wait some time now.
Yeah, and then you have to yell a little bit louder for him because some reason or another, eating all those dogs over the years has hurt his hearing.
You know what President Biden says when you go to the hot dog eating contest? Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Did you hear that? The terrible hurricanes going on in Florida. And
it's right now.
You know, it's terrible. And it's been, you know, all week. And the president, they're talking to him on Wednesday, and he says, make sure and get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
I don't know how that helps you in the hurricane, but
get vaccinated right now.
I probably don't understand politics.
He meant get vaccinated right now.
Right now.
There's a 500-mile-an-hour wind gust coming.
Something.
And he's standing outside the doctor's office.
So all of you in Florida, our thoughts and prayers go out to you, and we hope that things are okay. Let's get into football. Now, there was this big altercation, and I need your comments on this. And I didn't realize this at the time.
My comments?
Yeah, I need your comments on this. And so does our audience. By the way, go to FacebookLive.com. We got a lot of people here. Get some questions going for Fred, and we'll get over to your questions here in just a minute. Now, here's the thing. The NFL Players Association is they've told the NFL they want to initiate a review of their concussion protocols following the Miami Dolphin game, where quarterback is a Tua Tagovailoa. Is that his name? I always mispronounce his name. Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Yeah, Tagovailoa. And apparently, this, you know, and I wasn't watching that game, but it was a good game this week. They were playing the Buffalo Bills. This is probably one of the games of all time. And Tagovailoa apparently left the contest after he hits the ground hard late in the first half, and the team announced at halftime that he was questionable to return with a head injury. So he completed an 8-yard pass. It was to, I think, Jalen Waddle, and he scrambled out of the pocket, and the Bills linebacker, Matt Milano, rushes Tua and hits him following the throw. The quarterback stumbles backwards, hits his head on the ground when he landed. Milano was flagged for roughing the passer. Tagovailoa was slow to get up. He fell as he tried to walk back to the huddle. He was escorted to the locker room shortly thereafter. Now, according to the NFL, and I want your opinion on this because you dealt with this concussion stuff with the NFL, Fred Dreyer. According to the NFL's concussion protocol, a player has to be removed from the game and evaluated on the sideline if he exhibits any concussion symptoms. And the protocol sideline concussion assessments involve 6 steps in this process of the player. They want a video review of the play. They want a review of the concussion signs and symptoms. They want an inquiry regarding the history of the event. They want all of their questions and a focused neurological exam. If any element on the sideline assessment comes back positive or inconclusive, the player has to be taken to the locker room for a full comprehensive review. Apparently, Tagovailoa returns after the halftime and finishes the game. So what do you think about that? It's saying they're going to question everything and make sure that there's no concussions, and they let this guy walk back into the game, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's like anything else. You know, they have a protocol that they put in a couple of years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. But now it's getting that mechanism, that matrix,
right,
to work, to work correctly and to work efficiently for the benefit of the player.
What do you mean by the mechanism?
But the steps, as you say, the steps that have to be taken within time frames. You know, as soon as somebody is diagnosed, they go out there and the guy says, hey, it used to be this way. I swear it used to be like this. Doctor would come out and he says, what's wrong? And I said, I hit my head. He goes, are you on Queer Street? You're not on Queer Street, are you? I said, yeah, I am. I'm really whacked out. He said, okay, let's get him off the sideline and just let him sit there for a minute until he gathers himself. Then they send a doctor over there and they hold the pencil up. Are you okay? And then they go back and they report to the coach. I think he can go back in.
That was it?
That used to be it. I went through a bunch of that stuff and I said, I'm not going back in. And so it was up to me, it was up to me to decide if I was playing or not, not the doctors.
Yeah, you would think the player, you know. And even then, you don't know if it's the player because they could be wiped out and not thinking straight.
It doesn't take much, you know, to have your brain rattle around in your skull enough to where, you know, you're incoherent and you're not yourself. And if you're not yourself in that sport, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Exactly.
You know, so I look at the little blue tent that they have on the sidelines.
Yeah, the sidelines. That's for the concussions.
Yeah.
They look
so
at the
they
replays
go in there
and
it's real dark in there, and then they can see the dilates, the pupils and all that stuff. And it's at least good that they do that, but there's a huge drop off. It leads to it's the precursor to a player later on in his career saying, "I had 7 concussions," and you can check on that. And because the doctors are here on the sidelines with this tent, I was in that tent 7 times and so forth and so on. But miraculously, that's as far as your complaint will ever get.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what happened this last weekend, so maybe there's going to be an investigation.
Anytime you go into the tent, you know, you've got to make sure that you tell people, I'm the one going to decide if I can play or not.
Get your thoughts to us. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge. We continue straight ahead. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Back in the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
Coming to you on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, online there at Channel 967. Coming to you at Sports Byline, crntalk.com, streaming live on Facebook Live, crntalk.com, Twitter, Tiki Live, Periscope, the list goes on. On Roku, don't forget our Roku channel. Search CRN Talk, and you can watch us right there on Roku TV.
I can go to Google and go CRN Talk?
You can go to Google. You can go to, if you want to see the video, go to Roku. Get your Roku channel and download CRN Talk, and we get our video channel up there.
Oh.
Fred Dreyer. Don't forget Fred Dreyer YouTube channel. I think we got you going on YouTube as well, too. So all that stuff and a whole lot more. And you can always email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Let's go over here to our Facebook Live and see what's going on. We got Kathy that's saying, hello, Sports Lounge. Hello back at you, Kathy. Cheryl is saying, double timing Sports Lounge and the Yankees game. Bruce says it's a nice break in the week. Fred and Mike. Also, Mike, looking forward to more shows. So apparently,
yes,
I'm being blamed if we don't get this show up to more days a week like we've been promising. Well, got a deal going on. You talked to Tony Capizzola, didn't you? We got a meeting coming up maybe soon?
Yeah, but we have to make sure that we've got our pro forma and our matrix together before we go down there.
Okay, so you and I have to work that together.
Yes, that's right.
We might be doing the show live from a location, so that should be good. Yeah, Bruce, keep on us. We have to get that going. Bernard says, hello, Fred and Mike from Ottawa, our Canadian friends there. Nikki says, hope you're doing well. She's in Nebraska. Cheryl is checking in with us. She and here's a good question. I asked our good listeners to call in questions, and Cheryl says, how many concussions did you have, Fred? You fought the league about concussions over there. How many did you actually have? Did you count them? Do you know them?
Oh, I counted all.
How many?
Well, I had
get closer to that microphone there. There we go.
I had seven of them.
Seven
that
concussions.
I was able to count. And I also had, as a kid, I goofing around outside on the clothesline pole, hanging upside down. And
wait a minute. You were one of those guys?
Trying to do tricks, yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah. My mom would yell out the window, will you please get off of those clotheslines? You're going to kill yourself.
Now, were you on the actual bar on the clothesline, or were you on the actual line, the wire?
No, that's ridiculous.
What, were you on the wire?
I was on the pole.
Of course. That's what I thought.
Well, of course. I mean, it's the only thing that can hold up.
Didn't you think you were one of the great Walendas, maybe walking those wires?
No.
So what would you do on the pole there? Like,
well,
you
put them behind your knees and hang upside down, and then you'd swing back and forth and try to get your legs enough momentum so where you could come up, let go and land on your feet.
Wow, that's definitely a hazard for a concussion.
I'm cruising for a bruising.
So how many times did you do that? How many did you miss on that? A few times.
Oh, I missed a couple of times over a friend of mine's house, and I said, "Hey, Mike," his name is Mike.
Really?
He said, "Hey," "Hey, Mike, grab me. I think I'm falling," and I fell right on my head.
Wow!
I had a concussion. I had to go to the hospital.
How long were you in the hospital?
Overnight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious thing.
Do you know when you go to the hospital on a concussion basis, they have someone assigned to you to wake you in case you doze off?
You're not supposed to go to sleep.
You're not supposed to go to sleep.
So you stayed awake all night?
No. I fell asleep.
Even when they tried to wake you?
Well, you know, I did that once at the Long Beach Grand Prix. I was cutting across the racetrack, and I ducked underneath these these bleachers, and I came up, I had a baseball hat on, and it really sent me crazy.
You hit your head on the bleachers?
Sent me to the hospital. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, yeah.
So this was underneath the bleachers that you did this?
Yeah.
What were you doing under the bleachers?
What does anybody do under
the bleachers? I don't know. I never would hang out
cutting,
under the bleachers.
I was cutting across to the other track to meet somebody.
And you raised your head
Otherwise,
up.
Otherwise, I had to walk all the way around the damn track.
So it was like one of those cartoons, boing.
Yeah, it was like that.
It was?
Yeah, it was very cartoonish.
So before you even had your career, how old were you when you were under the bleachers? That was like a teenager kind of thing or something?
No, I was playing for the Rams.
Oh, that happened during the Rams?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was, and on the clothesline, did that happen on the Rams too? Or is that
that was
as a kid?
That was
how old were you then?
I was eight or nine.
8 or 9, so a couple of years before you joined the Rams.
Right before I joined the military.
Got it. Fred was in the military early.
Right before my father signed me up. Eight or nine,
you fall off the clothesline.
No, it's just too much.
I would think.
At nighttime when I flip the channel sometimes, I stop on the MMA channel.
Yeah.
And every time I see this crazy Brazilian guy,
there's a million of them. Yeah.
You know, do a spin kick.
Yeah.
And hit a guy in slow motion on the side of the head.
That's not good.
And his head goes over to his ear.
No.
And then he touches his shoulder and then it comes back.
I don't want to hear anymore. That's enough.
I said, look, you know, my head starts to hurt.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to sleep one night. I said, yeah, I got to get some rest. I can't watch this stuff anymore.
So these other two concussions, that's not counting the 7 you had in football, correct?
No. I had my share of them.
I guess.
I just had too many. And then after I took about 3 or 4 days off, I should have taken 3 or 4 years off. As soon as I took some time off, I went back to practice and I put my helmet on. I didn't realize how much that helmet weighed and how much it hurt.
To put it on.
To take it off.
Oh, to take it off.
And to put it on.
Yeah. That's.
And it wasn't a lot of fun.
Because those things squeeze down on you, don't they?
Yeah, they pinch your brain.
I know. I thought just for fun I'd put one on one time, and I thought, this is the wrong size.
Yeah, and you didn't have
I want some room in there. Breathing room.
Yeah, you didn't have a concussion.
No, but when you have one, it hurts even more, right, when you do that.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
Wow.
It's not good.
All right, well, we smile about it, but it's no laughing matter. So, by the way, speaking of helmets— And maybe you, even though you're a retired player now, NFL players are going to be wearing flag decals on their helmets to display their heritage in coming up this week, week 4 and week 5. So NFL players will wear their flag decals on the helmets with the next couple of weeks
to start a wider international
audience of relating fans in other countries. So like if I'm playing,
what is this?
You know, I've got Czech background from the Czech Republic. I got a guy sitting there with a beer going, Bevo, you know, on the side of my helmet. And then everybody in the Czech Republic goes, hey, I didn't know Mike Horn was a Czech.
Or an alcoholic.
Either or. One from England, one from Irish, one from Germany. One from Ireland, one from Germany.
Yeah. Oh, lad, I would have a nice toast every day before I went to practice.
So let's do that. You and I like to get together, and, you know, because you don't get Amazon, you got to come by the house again and watch the football game.
I'll never get Amazon. You know Amazon, that's a communist group.
And so, here's the deal on that. Story came out this week. There's no beer advertising on those Amazon games because Amazon does not believe in alcohol and beer. And 70% of the NFL's advertising comes from beer ads, and there's no beer ads on the Amazon game. Now, you might see one because the NFL has a couple of commercials they can put in themselves, and if they've got a sponsoring, national beer sponsor, they may put that in. But for the most part, no beer ads. So there'll be advertisements, but no beer
ads. Well, isn't that a novel twist?
Yeah.
How many times have you sat there just wondered, can't somebody just get rid of all the beer that they sell, at least at halftime? I mean, you've got guys just stumbling around, just blind as a bat, you know, drunk.
Well, don't. And if they are, you better have a driver to get you wherever you got to be. But I'm telling you.
Well, they don't.
You know, there's a good beer in moderation is delicious. Not, I don't drink to get drunk, but a good lager from the Czech Republic. Come on.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
you know, a Pilsner beer. Give me a break. It's good.
Oh, a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Oh.
I gave you a beer one time, Czech Var, and you yourself said you really liked it.
I did like it. It was in the bottle.
Yeah, and it was a Pilsner Urquell.
I would much rather you had a keg there to tap a nice.
I think it was
room
cool.
temperature.
Yeah,
room
you. Temperature. Fred likes. I can't take Guinness. It's just a personal thing with me. Fred Dreyer, not only does he like Guinness, he likes that stuff at room temperature.
Well, so do the Irish.
Oh boy. Oh, I just think of that. I go,
hi, her.
You know, my dad.
Put some ice cubes in.
My dad, Bunky Horn, Charles Horn, he always liked beer, and he's, you know, we're from the Czech Republic. And so I'm married, and my father in law comes in, and he's a big Irishman, and he just Dick Sweeney. He loves to just go ahead and have his Irish beer. So he saw us drinking the Pilsner and he goes, try one of these. And my dad takes a sip of this. He's never had a Guinness in his life. And he sips it, and his face got all screwed up, and he goes, oh, that's awful. And then he remembers he's insulting the new father-in-law. He says, that's awful. Good.
Oh, well, you've recovered.
Recovered in time. It's terrible beer.
You've recovered in time.
Keep the Guinnesses away. I don't even want to see them.
Oh,
that's
well,
like it's like a side of beef in a bottle.
Try taking a warm Guinness and pouring it into a glass without a head on it.
No.
You can't do it.
No. It's like the blood from an oxen or something in there. It's like heavy-duty stuff.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what's in it. Blood from an ox.
All right, we've got more stories. Got to get back to some things here today. Thank goodness we've been covering the top stories of the week.
Oh, listen, this is the most informed audience ever.
Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, coming to you on Sports Byline, SiriusXM, CRNTalk.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. Was it against Green Bay again? Fred?
We should know. It's been 42 years. I mean, you should be.
It's coming up, the anniversary of it soon again.
October 21st.
That's right. We're going to be talking about it here on the show. Two different quarterbacks, too, for you as well. All right, so, you know, we've had the bad weather in Florida, the hurricane and everything, and they're saying, you know, if things aren't set, the Kansas City Chiefs-Tampa Bay Bucs game might relocate because of the hurricane. They're not quite sure.
They should.
Still scheduled.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, well, they should. They've selected U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis as the contingency site, the backup site for the game between Kansas City's Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Bucs. We'll see.
Why did they choose that? That's kind of far away.
Because probably was open and, I don't know, far enough away from any damages or whatever's going on there. You know, so it's a, that thing really.
That's a big deal, you know. That stuff, the wind changes.
Yeah.
And it can really. Wipe you out.
See those reporters in there? You got to be a certain kind of reporter to want to stand there and get hit with sheets of water and wind and possibly, you know, a fender off some guy's car hits you in the side of the head or something. It's like, and it seems like, you know, there's fires and everything. The news networks are doing 24/7 coverage they were on this whole thing. What are they looking for? They want to see a tree fly by or something? What's the deal?
Yeah, they send, find someone here, Jim, on the press room.
In the press room?
And see if they'll
get that new kid.
See if they'll go down and cover this lumber yard exploding.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy comes back and he's impaled with 50
2x4s. It's terrible.
I know.
It's terrible. Now, here's a game that really surprised me last week. I mean, and you and I picked the Chargers. The Jacksonville Jaguars have not been exactly the hottest team in the league. And they come back and beat the Chargers 38-10.
No.
And so I'm talking with somebody, and I talked with the lovely Kathleen at Bill Shatner's office, because she's a big football fan, 49er fan. I'll forgive her for that. Anyway, apparently Justin Herbert, the great quarterback of Kansas City, had been injured.
No,
has suffered a fracture to his rib. The Chargers.
Yeah.
Of his, they suffering a fracture to his rib cartilage, and they had him in the game playing. No wonder he stunk. And then he wanted to stay in there after they're losing 38-10. He wants to be there because he wants to be there for his team and still keep playing. This is a dumb stupidness. What do you think?
Well, that's the coach. You know, that coach is like.
Get close to that microphone there. Yeah.
You know, here I am right here.
Yeah, okay.
That coach is about 14 years old. Have you seen him? Charger, the new Charger.
Yeah, he's a young kid, yeah.
First time. That's one of the real strong criticisms I have of the league. They're putting people in positions that shouldn't be in there. You know.
Yeah, well
he got perfectly good coaches, capable coaches who are.
He should have overruled his quarterback and said,
40
you're out
to 60 years of age.
You're right.
That are young enough to have a lot of spark and spunk and, you know, get these teenagers the hell off the field.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and the coach should be able to overrule the player and say, you're out of here, man. We need you for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, as long as you've got people who don't know, like Colin Cowherd, you know that guy?
Yeah, he does a sports show.
He has a good show.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't just because he says this is an up and coming coach, and it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, you've got to be able to, to do more than just be an offensive coordinator. You got to lead people. You got to talk to them, and they have to have the confidence in you that you're going to put them in the right position to win.
I agree. It's true.
And it's, you know, the best coaches sometimes are the old fogies. They make use of common sense a little bit more sometimes.
You ain't played football as you played with my boys on my team.
That's it. That's
good ball team, good ball club.
Yeah,
that's right. Bum Phillips used to say, good ball team, good ball club. Say, what do you think of the game, coach? Good ball team, good ball club. And that was all he needed to say.
Yeah, Bum was good.
Good guy over there. Now let's get to a few more questions here. You can go to talk on our Facebook Live page here. We have Lori says she's an Iowa girl. And by the way, she's going to be wearing English, German, and Irish heritage as well on her football helmet, Fred Dreyer.
What has she got a helmet for?
Well, because all the teams this weekend, the next couple of weekends, are going to be wearing their heritage on the side of their helmet.
Well, it's a woman, isn't it?
Well, she probably has a football helmet. She's going to be wearing it. She can wear a helmet during the game if she wants to, if a woman wants to wear a helmet.
I mean, is that the regulation?
It's one of our listeners, yeah. You don't have to wear a helmet during the show, but, you know, if you want to fit in, grab your helmet, sit there and listen to us. Put a little speaker in there so you can hear the show.
I thought this was just for players.
No, this could be for fans if you want. Actually, it's just for players, but
yeah,
she's
going
to do it to support the players.
Okay, fine.
Okay, good. Now, Bruce says, Guinness equals liquid bread. Now, I would tend to agree with him there. It's just, it's
very, really, very, very mealy.
Very doughy.
Yeah.
It is, really. Ugh. Now, what about the Ravens? They won again, and now they're saying, you know, and this the quarterback of theirs sometimes is up and down, and they're saying now a lot of people are saying Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
he leads the NFL in passer rating and touchdown passes, and they're saying he looks the same as he did during his MVP season in 2019.
Well, why don't you run down there at halftime and cut the guy a check for like $400 million and shut up and let the guy play?
Well, some coaches and teammates say that Jackson is playing actually at a higher level.
Oh, how high
than 2019.
Is it? How high could it be?
He's been winning his games. He's been showing more patience in the pocket.
Oh, well.
All right. He's delivering the ball with better accuracy.
There's another $40 million.
He's commanding the offense with easy authority.
Oh, that's $10 million right
and,
there.
And John Harbaugh, 3 years ago, said that he called it a revolution when Jackson and Baltimore's unconventional offense ripped through the defenses. Now, the Ravens are once again the NFL's most electric attack because of his evolution.
Yeah, plus what that means is
what?
He drops back to pass 1001, 1002, and takes off and runs.
That's it.
And that's it. They're going to give him $400 million for that.
That's it. Baseball news. I don't know if you saw the game the other night, but the Dodgers' former closer, now it's closer on committee, Craig Kimbrell. Against San Diego.
Everybody's replaceable. Everybody.
The Dodgers come from behind, tie the game, go ahead. The Padres come back and tie it again and then win it because Kimbrel walks three players in a row.
You know when
he stinks.
You know when he was warming up?
What?
I stood up and screamed.
I did too. It's terrible, right?
I did. I tried to run out to the street to yell, but my gate was locked.
I'm telling you, this guy Craig Kimbrel, and Kimbrel says that he believes he can contribute in the postseason. But Dave Roberts is after the game. They asked Dave about
already.
His standing.
They know already.
Dave Roberts, the gentleman, said every day is a test.
Yes.
He's got to go out there. I'll keep giving him opportunities when it makes sense, and we'll make decisions as we get down the line. But Kimbrel says, I don't think I can. I know I can. Just got to do it. Here's the deal. He's 1-2 on Brandon Drury in the count. And then he throws. Can he get a pitch, throw it right down the middle? They're all over to the outside corner of the plate. He can't find the plate with both hands.
No.
The guy is demoralizing.
You cannot trust that guy.
No, you cannot trust this guy. He's not a closer. He's just a thrower.
And then it becomes Dave's problem.
Yeah, if then you put him in there.
Then you start to realize, well, wait a minute now. I mean, Kimbrell is
right.
Is certainly a limited, and his skills have dropped off. But the real issue now is, why is he on the team and why is he on the mound?
Exactly.
You got to get him out of there.
You have to. And then there's this pitcher on the Miami Marlins. I don't know if you saw that game. It's Richard Blyer. The only pitcher since 1900 with three balks in the same at bat. So a guy gets himself an inning to forget. It was last Tuesday night.
Is he a hitter?
He's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
So he balks three times. Blyer opens the eighth inning in relief.
Well, he balks.
Yeah, the Marlins are winning 6-3. And as Blyer comes in on the Marlins, he retires the first two batters. Then he allows Jeff McNeil to reach on an infield single of the Jeff's with the Mets. Pete Alonso comes to the plate. Blyer was called for a balk three times, allowing McNeil to go to second, go to third, and then come in and score. And Don Mattingly says
he balked him all the way from home plate around to home plate.
Yeah, exactly. Three times. And Mattingly comes out to say, what are you doing here with the umpires? He knows he's gone. He gets thrown out of the game. Marlins hang on to win, but that's a balks three times. Come on.
Look.
What? That's it.
You how do you handicap stupidity? It's very self-evident.
Exactly.
You know.
All right, so now let's get to your fan mail here. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Pam says, hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Hello.
Remembering John Sheeran, 1944 to 2017, September 27th, on what would be his 78th birthday, he co-starred as Lieutenant Ambrose Finn on 26 episodes of Hunter from 1986 to 88. This was one of your cherished cast members, am I right, Fred?
He was a good guy.
Yep.
He was a good guy, the producers wrote this character Ambrose Finn.
Yeah,
and they gave him two pearl handle 38s.
Yeah,
to put on each side. That was his gag.
That was his thing, huh?
Yeah, that was his deal. And I said, you guys just start walking around the precinct here. It's twirling it.
She goes on to say that she shares more photos of you. We'll post these at Fred at the Sports Lounge, by the way, sportslounge.com. Check it out. Or go to crntalk.com and click on Fred's picture. You can check it out. Anyway, these favorite photos of you from Hunter. There's a shot of you there with your, it looks like a uniform on there, ready to go to work. And then we got a picture of you driving the old vehicle, which is also a pretty good shot. You drove, what was that car, by the way? Was that the Dodge?
That was the Satellite, the Dodge Satellite. Yep.
And
a Plymouth Satellite.
Yeah, and there's the nice suit, that tweed jacket of yours. Looks good. You still got that in your,
I have it in the trunk of the car right now.
Do you have it in the trunk of the car?
In case I need to get ready for a pullover.
That's good. That's good. And then you got that kind of that tan jacket that you used to wear a lot. And
that was a good jacket.
Actually. Yeah, you still got that one?
I took some of these things with me when I left.
Did you?
And by the way,
yeah,
I paid for them.
You?
I cut a check to the production
and paid for them.
And paid for the clothes that they had made for me. I just didn't take it.
I don't blame you.
That's
the kind of guy you are.
Well, I had a bunch of shirts made.
Yeah.
By Nat Wise in Beverly Hills.
Things have changed over the years.
Hey, other photograph, if you go back, that other photograph, it's above John Sheeran. That's not John. That's me.
No, I know. This one right here, this is you.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, so you paid for the clothes. Unlike now when you take two hot dogs and only eat one. You know, there's inflation going on.
Well, there's children starving somewhere, so.
And so you wanted to have an extra hot dog?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's actually true. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for this week. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a break, be back with more. Stay with us here, please, in the Sports Lounge.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And if we can, Fred, we should take a little time just to kind of close things out here on Facebook Live. We got a couple of comments. Lori, who said that she was she's Irish, or rather, Nikki says, I'm Irish and German. No Guinness for me, though. She says she doesn't like it. And Lori says, no, she's not going to wear a helmet, just a jersey, because she's got the German, Irish, and English heritage as you do. So also people saying nice pictures. Lee has said, Fred, do you still have your black leather pants that you used in Hunter?
No.
She wants to know about that.
No.
How about the pink wig? People want to know if you still have the pink wig. Remember undercover that time?
Of course.
Big episode. I'm recording the Hunter shows, and I have them on my DVR to be watched anytime I want to watch them. I got a full, about maybe 10 episodes there, and I peel one off and watch it and enjoy it.
You know, most people think that I've got everything that they see me wearing.
Well, when it's something that fits as nicely as those leather pants and pink wig, I think so.
The pink wig. Where would I wear that outfit?
Halloween's coming up.
Think I should save that?
Yeah.
Think I should go
definitely.
Get it?
Definitely.
Think I should go get it?
I think you should get it, and you should wear it. And
I think I know where it is.
Probably get yourself some Kit Kat bars if you did that.
It's in the attic.
Yeah. Go up there and get that. It's great. Hey, that's our show. We're here every week at this time. Yours truly, Michael Horn, for the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. Get some emails into the guy here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll go through them next week. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. All right. I get criticized for not giving Fred enough time to say
yeah,
so.
Yeah, give
so
me,
Fred,
yeah, so it would be, how much
final
time, how much
you.
Time do I
you
have?
Got 38 seconds.
38? Great. I'm going to use every single bit of it. Ladies
now,
and gentlemen,
32 seconds.
I just want you to know how what I have to put up with
seconds.
Every time we do this show.
24 seconds.
See that countdown?
Yeah.
The pressure that's on this show.
20 seconds.
For me to perform is just preposterous.
15 seconds.
I don't
seconds.
Know if I can 15, take it.
13,
it's just
12,
too much.
11, here it is. 10.
But
nine,
I do love you. I
eight,
sure appreciate
seven,
you guys
six,
showing up.
Five,
see
four,
you next time.
Three, two, one. You did it.
I know.